How is hemochromatosis inherited? What's the pattern of inheritance?
So the pattern of inheritance is one that's autosomal recessive, meaning that two parents have to be carriers of the mutation. And genetic disorders that are inherited in an autosomal recessive pattern mean that two parent carriers have a 25% chance of giving one of their offspring both abnormal genes so that they are at risk of developing disease.
And how do you test for that?
So we can test for it first actually looking for excess iron. Because this disease process is relatively rare, we don't go around testing genetics in everybody. But usually because of symptoms or other routine testing that's done on the primary care level, a patient might have their iron stores tested. And the main test that's done is a ferritin. Ferritin is a measure of iron stores within the body. And then this is also paired with a percent saturation test. It's a measure of how efficient the body is at absorbing iron. And so if the ferritin is elevated and the percent saturation for iron is elevated, then further testing can be done to look for hereditary hemochromatosis.
So iron, which is abbreviated from the periodic table as Fe, has some pluses in there, but Fe. So iron, you could order as a clinician iron, which would be, if you're looking on the test result, I guess it still says iron, or though it could say Fe.
Serum iron.
Serum iron, that would be one test. That's not something you're looking at. You're looking at how well that iron is being bound.
Correct.
And what would you look for there if you were on my chart looking for that number?
Sure. There's an iron panel that can be sent off that includes the serum iron level and something called the total iron binding capacity, often abbreviated TIBC. And from this, the percent saturation, so how much iron is actually bound within the blood, and that normally is less than 50%. So the body under normal circumstances can only absorb about 50% of our dietary iron or even less in many cases. But under the circumstances of hereditary hemochromatosis, that percent saturation becomes higher.
What does it go to?
Well, it goes up to 100%, but the diagnostic criteria are above 50%. But very frequently, somebody with hereditary hemochromatosis will see percent saturations of 70, 80, 90, 99%.
And the ferritin, what should that be?
So the ferritin has a normal range between, say, 50 and 150. Depending on the lab, the upper limit of maybe in the 200 range. We diagnose excessive ferritin when that value gets above 300. But in many patients with hereditary hemochromatosis, that level can be in the thousands.
So if you're looking at the labs and you see somebody with a percent saturation that's over 50% and you're seeing somebody with a ferritin that's in the high hundreds or the thousands, that's a tip-off that there's a problem.
That's an excellent tip-off that there's a problem, and that's a great starting point for the diagnosis of hereditary hemochromatosis.
What happens then?
So from there, we do genetic testing. The most common cause of hereditary hemochromatosis is from mutations in the HFE gene. The two most common ones that we can test for in the U.S. are the C282Y mutation and the H63D mutation. Now, what those letters and numbers mean are substitutions of one amino acid to another amino acid at a certain locus on the protein that the gene encodes for. This is the most common genetic mutation in the Caucasian population. So about 1 in 10 patients or 1 in 10 people are carriers for this HFE mutation, but only about 1 in 200 have two copies of the mutation that puts them at risk of symptomatic disease. But because hereditary hemochromatosis is perhaps a little bit more complicated than we fully understand at this point, only about 10% of people with both copies of the abnormal gene will manifest symptomatic clinical iron overload.
If you knew your parent had hemochromatosis, would you, as a child of that parent, want genetic testing?
Yes. So I think that's a reasonable thing to do. One of the challenges with modern medicine is that we get a lot of information, though, and we don't know exactly how to use it. So if I had a young adult come to me and say, I know both my parents are carriers, or I know that one of my parents has hereditary hemochromatosis, well, we could check that patient's genotype, but just because they have the genetic predisposition doesn't necessarily mean they will develop symptomatic disease. And so in this situation, checking iron stores, seeing what their ferritin is, seeing what their percent saturation is, and if both are normal or low, taking a watchful waiting approach would be appropriate.